Raymond Sweeney from John Keane joins us in studio. Hi, Raymond.
Hi, Craig. How you doing?
Not too bad. You survived Marion flirting with you, did you?
Just about, yeah. don't elaborate too much on that.
Well, she just says that you're very youthful looking. We won't divulge your age. Tell us a bit about yourself. You've been dancing for ages.
Yeah, since I was the age of 9, I started dancing in Drum Keane.
What kind of dancing was that? Were you one of those children that sort of, you know, yeah, some will sing, but as soon as the music come on, you'd be throwing some shapes, or how did that...
Well, actually, all my family, there's 9 of us in the family, and we all tried the dancing, and so my sisters, more so, they came back from dancing, and I kind of picked it up, you know, when they came back, and they were, you know, doing the practice or whatever, so Mum was like, you know, you have to try it out, so I did try it out, and thankfully I stayed at it.
And this was at the Terry Lafferty School from the age of 9. What type of dancing was it?
Irish dancing, Irish tap dancing. So, like, it's Irish dancing has got huge across the world, yeah, like these days, you know, from the Michael Flatlin, you know, the rest. So, you know.
But this was pre-Eurovision, wasn't it?
Or yes, that was pre-Eurovision. Obviously, I competed, you know, worldwide and got 4th in the world's competitions and
brilliant.
Done well in all Ireland's and Ulster's as well, so... Yeah, just kept at it.
It worked on from there. You became a professional, or you made it your profession then. How did you follow that path?
I auditioned for Lord of the Dance when I was 15. I was obviously too young, but my dance teacher, Terry, says you may as well go for the experience.
Yeah.
So I went along, and, you know, I was at no height, and I felt, like, overpowered by all these other dancers, you know, unexperienced and
really
all that.
Really brave thing to do at 15.
It was, and, you know, thankfully then, that helped me, I suppose. The following year, I auditioned again. You know, obviously I was too young the first year. And I got through the whole audition period and got into the show with Lord of the Dance, and I joined them when I was 16, so, and headed off to Las Vegas.
Not easy, is it?
No. Hard life.
What an experience at 16 years of age. But you had to make decisions, I suppose, because you had school, college, you know, I presume you had to have the support of your family and all. And as exciting as it sounds to be heading off like that at 16, was it difficult, or are you the type of character that it was easy for you?
I think it was a collective decision, you know, between myself and my parents. Obviously, heading off to America at 16, you know, them going into the unknown to them, you know, I wanted to do it myself, you know what I mean? But they were kind of like, oh, you know, we concentrate on your school and stuff like that. So collectively, we sat down, and thankfully, you know, it worked out for me, and I was with Lord of Dance for 15 and a half years.
Unbelievable.
After that. Yeah.
And what's your lifestyle like when you're performing so regularly and you know, you have to be so fit? I mean, is it something you're into, maybe a footballer or something? Or?
Yeah, well, I was funny you mentioned football. I was into the football as well myself. So when I was, like, competing, there was kind of a bash of heads there between myself and my mum, like, whether I go to dance class or go to football, because I was passionate about my football too.
Yeah.
I played with Drum Keane for years, and even when I was in the show, Lord of the Dance, when I was home on breaks, I would go and play for Drum Keane and stuff.
Did you let your boss know?
No.
I was gonna say.
Hope he's not listening, but... No, you know, it was risky at the time, but, you know, I never thought about it that way, you know.
Well, you
I was passionate about the football as well, and people were like, are you not afraid to get injured and all the rest? But I never thought about that, you know, but I do more so now. I kind of actually, a couple of months back, I gave up the football because I've started my own project, and it's a bit...
And that's what we're going to talk about, but I want to get more about this Lord of Dance crack.
Yeah.
That was a travelling show, was it, or were you based...
I was based in Las Vegas for 6.5 years,
right.
And after that then we travelled across the world, so, you know, that was... I pretty much grew up in the show, you know what I mean, and I met a lot of great friends, and even to today, you know what I mean, and... It's the experience, how can I describe it? It was unbelievable, you know, to be in Vegas for 6.5 years alone, but then to travel around the world and see the world and get paid for it and do something that you enjoy and you're passionate about was unbelievable.
And what have you been doing of late? You're onto your own things now, really, aren't you?
Yeah, back in 2013, I was approached by a couple of guys from Derry. You know, it was a local lady that put them on to me about dancing, and because there was, like, one of the guys has been to China for 20 odd years, and they got together and they're like, there's an opportunity and a market there for an Irish dance show in China and, you know, possibly America. And we sat down and obviously they approached me and they said, what's your thoughts on it? What could you come up with or what can you do? You know, they're businessmen and they don't know nothing about the entertainment business, but, you know, they obviously knew there was a market there.
This is completely different now for you because, yeah, you know, this is a different level of responsibility, a level of expectation, this investment that you have to say, right, I am the man that, that can take this forward. Was that the biggest decision you've had to make so far?
It was a huge decision, you know, and in so many different ways, you know, financially and you know, what path you're taking in life and all the rest, because it was a huge decision, but at the same time, it's every dancer's dream to, like, have their own show and follow in the footsteps of Michael Flatley, you know, someday possibly. And you know, it was kind of a no-brainer for me in a way. And, you know, when we come up with the theme of the Titanic, I was buzzing, you know, because I was wondering why people didn't do it before.
It's a brilliant idea, because if you're going to do something that's Irish, that involves Irish dancing, that's known worldwide,
yeah,
that people can relate to, that's already been promoted by Leonardo DiCaprio the last 20 odd years or whatever. Yeah. It's amazing. It's brilliant.
Yeah, you pretty much nailed everything in the head there, you know, and once that was mentioned to me, all was going through my head creatively was like all the different scenes and the dancing and the moves and the storyline, like in a love story. It was a no-brainer. I could see the future for it, you know. Yeah. So,
was it received in China?
Brilliant, you know. It was. I didn't realize how big it was, the event that we were doing, until I actually went out there. You know, I mean, did so much research on it, and you know, we were fortunate enough to be invited out there to do this festival in China, and it was broadcasted on the TV over there to 1.3 billion people. Wow. So, you know, you can't pay for that.
And how many were involved in it? And I mean, the logistics of lighting and choreography and sound, was that sorted out over in China, or did you bring along that with you?
We brought a lot of that with us, you know. We had 20 dancers, 25 altogether out there in China. And, you know, it's not easy by no means, you know what I mean, putting it all together and getting it out there and stuff, the logistics. But we made it happen, and we think it'll be worthwhile.
And what's the future then? You and you, Louise, your partner, your girlfriend, that you perform together. But as it relates to Titanic Dance and other shows, what's your plans?
Well, we're actually going to America now in October, and we're out there for a total of 5 weeks. And that's our first major breakthrough in America. And, you know, we're hoping that'll open a lot of doors for us. And, you know, there could be a big future there. I've no doubt once we get the people to see the show, it'll lend for itself, you know.
Not being patronising for a second, you know, but people could approach this and sort of go, right, well, we're not, you know, this isn't Riverdance, this isn't Lord of the Dance, this is something different. But right from the bat, you've said it would be great if we could sort of not do what they did, but emulate that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So instantly you don't feel like you're in somebody else's shadow. You've accepted that that's there. They're the trailblazers, but this is a new thing. This is Raymond Sweeney's thing, and away we go.
Yeah, pretty much, you know, and the reports and the reviews that we've got from the audiences before, that like, they're comparing this to Lord of the Dance and Riverdance, and that's huge for me to hear. Yeah, exactly. It's a huge compliment already. And even people are saying it's even better. I'm not saying that myself now, because they're huge, you know, achievements in both them shows, and yet we would like to be a step behind them by no means. But you know, to be even compared to them shows is a great compliment.
In terms of planning for October, presumably, are you going with the same group of dancers?
Unfortunately, you know, because we're only starting off, it's tough. Like, I would have used a lot of friends of mine from Lord of the Dance and Riverdance, you know, for previous shows, and unfortunately they're out with shows, you know, in November and stuff, so it's difficult for us, you know.
Maybe have pared down situation, let it grow sort of from there.
Yeah, you have to try and source as many dancers, you know, experience, but, you know, suppose, you know, you'd like to have a balance of both, new and experience, and I think especially for our show, it's more dramatic, and you know, it's more acting, so you need that bit of experience in there as well, you know.
Yeah, but that's part of it. That's the exciting aspect of it, that
definitely.
You're in control of that, and you're making those decisions. And
yeah.
It sounds brilliant. So, how long do you think you'll be in America? And I suppose it's a case that hopefully it just, you want it to really explode over there.
Pretty much, you know, we have an intention of bringing the right people to see the show in America, and I have no doubt once they see the show that they'll be. Big interest there.
Have you performed it at home yet?
Yes, we actually our very first show was in Lungrannan Theatre back in 2013. Brilliant. And we followed that with another two shows in Lungrannan, and you know, and then we followed on by launching it in Odyssey in Belfast in 2014, and a few shows in the Millennium Forum as well.
Superb.
Yeah, and I have to mention, like, the Millennium Forum have been great. They've been, you know, they've helped us recently to produce it and stuff. So, you know, I have to thank them.
Must take some toll on your body. Well, we're talking now. You know, I'm going back to your age again.
Yeah.
But you've been doing this a long time. Yeah. You know, you've been doing it a couple of decades anyway. How do you keep injuries at bay and stuff like that?
Well, you know, during showtime and stuff like that, we get into ice buckets after the show. You know, and that helps prevent injury. You know, helps the build-up of lactic acid in the muscle. So also helps quick recovery and all the rest. Along with, you know, taking supplements like glucosamine and fish oils for your joints. That's prevention for me at this stage. It's not too bad when you're young, you can do it.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm trying to prevent and keep... I do a lot of my own personal training and stuff, so keeping fit is very key.
Absolutely superb. Anything else you want to add? I mean, people can check out more about your show, titanicdance.com.
Yeah, and it's also on Facebook there. But, you know, Greg, I would like to thank the local support especially. You know, from the beginning, this is not an easy thing by no means, you know what I mean? And the support of the locals was exceptional. The likes of, you know, Patrick O'Day there and Evolve and anyone that's helped, I'd like to thank on behalf of my team of Titanic Dance and, of course, my family.
Yeah. We started this at 9, with that group decision. And fair play. And I am 100% sure that they're incredibly proud of what you've achieved, as everyone who knows you. And that's why people support you, because they invest in Raymond Sweeney, don't they? Listen, thanks for coming on the show. Best of luck in October, and hopefully we'll chat again.
Thanks very much, Craig.